Good afternoon. Arctic high pressure will be in control of our weather today to open up the new week. Temperatures will struggle this afternoon and only reach into the upper teens and lower 20s, although that high pressure center will bring us brilliant sunshine all day long. Clear and cold tonight, with lows going back between 0 and 10 above in most places. But a bigger rebound tomorrow, with high pressure settling off to our east. We'll start to see a return southerly wind flow, and with a good amount of sunshine on Tuesday afternoon, readings will climb through the 20s and into the lower 30s. A weak disturbance will pass by to our north on Wednesday, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds but dry weather. And with some light wind mixing in, we'll see temperatures climb into the mid-30s. Another disturbance with a little more moisture associated with it will swing through on Thursday, so a chance of rain or snow showers. However, temperatures will be back to the middle and upper 30s. And a ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will build in for the end of the week, and this will push temperatures up toward the 40-degree mark on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, it looks like Saturday and Sunday will be mostly quiet for the holiday, with a few rain showers on Saturday and dry weather on Sunday for Christmas Day. Highs will be in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the strong cold front that was responsible for all of the storminess and gusty winds over the eastern United States has now cleared the coast. However, the southern flank of this front will slowly advance southward across the Florida Peninsula through tomorrow, with associated showers and thunderstorms. Behind the front, very cold air persists across much of the country. Freeze warnings and wind chill advisories are in effect all the way down to South Texas. Meanwhile, a new storm approaching the Pacific coast will produce another round of rain and mountain snow. Some freezing rain may be possible for interior valleys where a shallow layer of sub-freezing temperatures exist. Avalanche warnings have been issued for the Cascades of Washington and Oregon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Fort Myers and Sanford, both in Florida, to a low of 39 below zero at Hoover, South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, scattered snow showers, and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 54 set in 1895, and the record low 13 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but cold today, with highs in the mid to upper teens. Clear and cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight with lows 5 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as cold, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Wednesday, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers on Thursday, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Friday. The next system will bring a few rain showers on Saturday for Christmas Eve, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 40s. And right now it looks like a mix of sun and clouds for Christmas Day on Sunday, with highs again in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.